a proposed engagement plan for a development that could see up to 2,200 new homes built in the southern part of Anmor will include consultation with neighboring municipalities, First Nations, TransLink, Metro Vancouver, Fraser Health, BC Ambulance, RCMP, the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority, as well as nearby residents. The plan also includes a community survey to determine residents' priorities for the project by Port Moody-based Icona Properties. Anmor Council is to consider the plan at its meeting on Tuesday, February 4. According to a report by Mickelson Consulting Inc., a communication strategy and business management company, the next phase of engagement will provide context for how the proposed development could affect the village. While Icona's initial proposal to develop the property at the corner of Sunnyside Road and First Avenue included 3,500 new homes, Anmor Council voted last November to support a more conservative vision that's comprised of 1,990 to 2,200 new townhomes, low-rise apartments and single-family houses on small lots, along with space for a park, commercial area and recreation center. In a report, Icona said lowering the development's density would result in a smaller park and a community center operated as a privately run club for the neighbors' residents. But councillors countered a possible partnership with School District 43 for the community center could strike a balance to provide an amenity for the whole village while reducing the impact of so many new homes. The developer is currently putting the final touches on several technical studies based on council's preference for the project's scope, including traffic and environmental impact assessments, a financial and economic analysis, an evaluation of the viability of proposed commercial spaces, as well as conceptual master plans to provide water, sewer, and rainwater management services. The consulting company said those studies are expected to be completed in time for the next round of engagement to take place later this month and in March. For the project to proceed, amendments to Anmor's zoning and official community plan bylaws are required. Council passed first reading of those amendments in December 2023, so the developer could continue refining its proposal. "There is a lot of work to be done," said Anmor Mayor John McEwen at the time. "This is a significant change to our community." Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmor and Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.